Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 4th. Travelers on the I-70 corridor need to be prepared for delays. According to a press release from the Colorado Department of Transportation, starting today, Wednesday, December 4th, CDOT will conduct rockfall mitigation work to prevent rock slides on westbound I-70 near Idaho Springs. I-70 traffic will be periodically stopped in both directions between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. this Wednesday and Thursday, today and tomorrow, and also the following Mondays through Thursdays in the weeks of December 9th and December 16th. Vehicles will be stopped on both directions of I-70 near Idaho Springs for about 20 minutes, while crews remove loose rocks and clean up the highway as part of scaling operations. The queue of stopped vehicles will then be released before traffic is again stopped. Work will begin near Mile Point 239 on the west end of Idaho Springs today and tomorrow, and will continue through the next few weeks. This section was planned for rockfall mitigation in the spring of 2020. Due to the early snowstorms and extra moisture this fall, the scaling work must be done as soon as possible to prevent possible rock slides. On Monday, December 9th, crews will also scale and drill the rock face next to westbound I-70 near Mile Point 236, just east of Dumont. This is the location of rock slides from last week. This work will be done in preparation of blasting scheduled for Wednesday during the daytime on December 18th. When blasting occurs, I-70 will be closed in both directions in this location for a few hours. More detailed information on this closure, including detours and local access, will be released next week. This work must be done as soon as possible to stabilize the rock face. The rock face is protected by a fence and barrier to help prevent loose rocks from spilling into the roadway. And now from KVNF News, Jody Peterson tells us about a Grand Junction company that will be paying the federal government a substantial settlement.
A Grand Junction company will pay the United States more than $1 million over allegations of fraud in weapons manufacturing. Capco, LLC, was accused of defrauding the United States Army by supplying grenade launchers manufactured in Grand Junction that had production problems. According to the federal allegations, Capco knowingly shipped grenade launchers with barrels that did not conform to specifications and used the wrong kind of steel and firing pins for some of the weapons. The company certified to the Army, though, that each shipment was correctly manufactured. In a statement, Director Frank Roby of the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command said, "Not conforming to contract requirements that ultimately have a direct impact on the success in combat of our brave men and women in uniform is incredibly unconscionable." The federal government was informed of the alleged fraud by a whistleblower, James Cole, a former quality engineer at Capco. An investigation followed, leading to the $1.03 million settlement. The claims resolved by the settlement are allegations, and Capco has not admitted any liability. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
This is from the Colorado News Connection. A bipartisan bill aimed at keeping wildlife populations healthy and off the endangered species list is set for markup by the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee this week. Eric Galatis has more.
The Recovering America's Wildlife Act would allocate $1.3 billion to state wildlife agencies. Suzanne O'Neill with the Colorado Wildlife Federation says the measure would bring $27 million to Colorado every year to protect some of the state's most iconic species.
The golden eagle, greater sage grouse, greater sandhill crane, the lynx, our state fish, the greenback cutthroat trout, and many others.
State fish and wildlife agencies estimate nearly 12,000 species are at risk across the country, primarily due to loss of habitat from development. The legislation would help finance state plans created by a host of stakeholders, including conservation groups, scientists, ranchers, and industry. Colin O'Mara with the National Wildlife Federation says recent studies and the loss of 3 billion North American birds since 1970 have sparked new urgency to invest in preventing costly and disruptive endangered species listings. If passed, O'Mara says the measure would be the most significant piece of wildlife legislation in more than half a century and would protect the full diversity of the nation's wildlife for future generations.
So at a time when most folks are pretty frustrated with Washington, this is one of those areas where Republicans and Democrats can still agree, because there really is no kind of Republican white-tailed deer or Democratic smallmouth bass. We all have a stake in having healthy wildlife.
The legislation would also dedicate more than $97 million to tribal wildlife conservation efforts. The Recovering America's Wildlife Act is co-sponsored by 157 representatives, including 40 Republicans. Colorado's Doug Lamborn sits on the committee expected to vote this week. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Here is a note from the Montrose Daily Press. A Ouray County deputy was obliged to arrest his own sheriff the evening before Thanksgiving for alleged driving under the influence. Ouray County Sheriff Lance Fitzgerald, 54, was briefly booked into the Montrose County Jail. He posted a $750 bond and was released, pending his January 2, 2020 court date in Ouray. A companion of Fitzgerald was detained for alleged domestic violence. She has also been released on bail, pending her court hearing on January 2. Formal charges have not been filed. Fitzgerald's arrest was confirmed Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday, which had delayed the release of jail blotter records. He was formally booked early November 28th, according to the blotter. When he arrived at jail, Fitzgerald agreed to a breath test. He allegedly blew 0.133 breath alcohol concentration, a reading above the legal limit for driving. The county attorney and the district attorney's office will now determine what, if any, charges the sheriff will face. And finally today, this is also from the Montrose Daily Press. In just 6 months since kicking off a fundraising campaign for a home of its own, Black Canyon Boys and Girls Club is more than halfway to its $1 million goal. The club has raised about $700,000 from local contributors. The Boys and Girls Club wants to build a 20,000-square-foot facility in which to house activities and programs for its young members. This space includes a full-size gym, grassy area, parking for 42 vehicles, and a kitchen for cooking classes. The overall projected cost is $3.2 million. The club is hopeful of receiving about $1 million in grants and another $1 million in U.S. Department of Agriculture loans. The Boys and Girls Club provides a safe and constructive environment for kids 6 and older, and strives to help them build strong relationships they might not otherwise have. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, December 4th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.